coming to get you.
Welcome to the Fear Central Podcast. I am Mike.
I am Paul.
And I am Heather.
And we are a weekly podcast bringing you our thoughts and ideas on the horror genre. If you're new here, welcome. If not, then welcome back. Cotter.
Mr.
I'm not doing that.
No.
I'm not going to sing the song.
Welcome back.
Bad enough they put it in commercials right now.
If you haven't done so already, please subscribe. It really helps us grow. Also, reviews and ratings will help us grow as well. How's everybody's week been?
I don't want to answer that question. Yeah. It's been a tough week.
It's been a doozy.
It's been a doozy of a week.
You have a doozy of a week?
Did have a doozy of a week.
College kids killing themselves all over your property?
They just jumping right in the wood chippers and falling on the stakes.
You're going to have to report on that at some point.
Sorry.
Yeah, mine was a little... I had some kind of a stomach bug for most of the week, so I was down and out for a few days.
Well, so funerals and
and
transplant hospitals. It's been a lot.
Yeah.
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 So. You're transplanting hospitals from where to where? From like New Braunfels to Chicago
just,
or something.
Just a quick shout out, organ donors save lives, guys.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very important thing. So.
Yeah.
About you know, how many organs?
Willing or unwilling, it doesn't matter.
About how many organs do you think in a horror film could have been transplanted? I mean,
well.
I mean, as long as they're not stabbed all or shot all the way through.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
true. In Spiral from the Book of Saw, I bet there were a lot of organs they could have saved.
That's right.
Right.
They could have.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Especially Mr. Fingy.
Fingy. Fingy.
Fingy.
So. So what is it? They're supposed to be funny. They're supposed to be fun and entertaining, but a lot of people are finding them terrifying. What would that be?
Disney cartoons.
That could be one. Yes.
Yes.
What else?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. Yes.
Oh, the animatronics.
Willy's Wonderland.
I mean,
Willy's Wonderland.
I mean, that's the reason Five Nights get so big,
right?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of something else, though?
I was thinking something else. They get painted up with their face, lots of colors.
Hookers?
Hookers, yes. They're fun and entertaining, but some people find them terrifying. Yes. I don't know what was with her. She had needles sticking out of her arm as Franken Hooker.
Ooh.
Jesus. But this week... we are going clowns.
Does anyone else hear that?
Hear what?
Is
there something going on?
Does no one?
No one?
Seriously?
No.
What's
going on?
Never mind.
Okay.
I guess we're cool.
Were you getting terrified there?
No. There's nothing going on. I don't hear any music.
Little terror.
Nope. We're good.
Is it terrifier?
What? I believe it's pronounced terrifier.
Terrifier. Terrifier. But clowns this week. Clowns. Clowns.
Yes.
Cloyne.
Seems to be a lot of people with coulrophobia.
Yes. Which is a fairly new phobia in retrospect to some of the others.
According to the DMS, the...
No, it's a DMV.
DMV?
No, it is not.
Just run them over. Just run them right over.
Oh, crap.
Hold on. I did find out
that the record for most clowns in a single vehicle is 31, if you wanted to know that.
Well, that's great.
In a little Fiat 500?
I didn't hear what the vehicle was. I'm sorry.
Or did they use, like, mini VW bugs? I don't remember.
I'm sorry. I came with half-assed information.
Only half your
manual of mental disorders, or the DSM.
Ah,
the DSM.
Yes.
Couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shove me. DSM.
Yeah. I don't think that's what it stands for.
No. Okay.
No.
But clowns actually have a long history.
way back to the Egyptian days.
Yeah, they found hieroglyphics stating that they had clowns.
Pygmy clowns.
Pygmy clowns?
That's what they had in Egypt. Hmm. That's what they called them. I don't
know. Well,
because they were pygmies?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that they were called
pygmies. Not like the ones in the Scorpion King?
I mean...
But yeah, chlorophobia, the fear of clowns. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I've researched stated that the first known use for that term was in 1998.
Okay.
So, where other phobias have been around for decades, and decades and decades.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure arachnophobia is way older than that.
Yeah. Well, I was... Go ahead and just dropping it out there. I was born in 83.
Oh.
And I do remember throughout the 80s.
Yeah. Stranger Danger?
I mean, yeah, I remember Stranger Danger, but clowns didn't have that reputation whenever I was younger. No.
Because we had the happy clowns, like McDonald and...
Bozo the Clown.
When
they started canceling Barnum and Bailey for animal practices and stuff, it started going hand in hand a little bit with clowns.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Some of the research... experts are all over the place on when clowns became the not-so-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Some state, they've always been the not-so-friendly. It's just how you perceived it.
Yeah, you said whenever we were just talking before we started recording, you said that some people cite that they're not able to read the emotions beneath the makeup as one reason that people find them unnerving.
And I can see that's probably the best description I've heard as to why people would be afraid of them.
Are we going ahead and stating biases, whether clowns bother us or not?
If you want to.
Okay.
Do clowns bother you, Paul?
My aunt was a youth minister and then became a pastor.
Became a clown.
Well, she was a clown the whole time.
Oh.
Like, she was at several of my birthday parties working, as the clown.
Oh, right.
Man,
right.
To be friends with Paul when he was a kid.
I know, right?
Great.
That'd have been great.
It'd have been amazing.
So I saw her as a clown on my birthday parties and other birthday parties. Went to the circus several times whenever I was a kid.
Right.
Whenever they were living in Houston. So, grew up around clowns. They never really bothered me all that much.
Right.
So whenever I started realizing it was a thing, I've actually always been kind of like wondering in the back of my mind why it unnerves some people. But like the first thing that triggers to me is like if it's a birthday clown, a la Pogo.
Pogo.
John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
There is something unnerving about the fact that you hire an adult who puts on a costume and a bunch of makeup, goes by a completely different name, and is expected to hang around with children.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a little unnerving as a core concept.
A little.
With a pocket full of balloons.
If you have an innate distrust of humanity or a cynicism about human nature,
right.
I could see that being something that would immediately unnerve you.
And I think it kind of falls in line with a lot of the other slasher type films, because you look at most of those, they're all masked. Jason, Michael, and that's a lot of the fear in there is because you can't see the face. You can't read any emotion. You can't, pull anything from him.
Yeah. Well, with clowns specifically, they do have one thing that might make them a little bit more unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily do it for me for clowns, but it's on the same wavelength. Jordan Peele is able to do it pretty well in both Get Out and Us. The scenes where people have broad emotions, like registered on their face while they're clearly hiding something.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like in Get Out, whenever the maid is going,
No.
With like fear in her eyes and a big bright smile on her lips. Or just straight up, the way the unnatural facial expressions of the others in Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and just some of the other things, like the guy running all the time, just running.
Yeah.
Probably also the scene where he gets the one flash and he quickly goes from this blank faced, hi, how are you, to get out, go.
Yeah. 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 So, like, I get the unnerving. I get the that being unnerving.
Yeah.
Where people's emotions aren't reading right.
Right.
Yeah. So I can see getting unnerved by somebody with a big, broad, painted smile on their face and hiding something behind it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that was the one thing about Gacy, was he was known for being one of the only clowns that would have pointed edges.
Yes.
In his makeup. Most clowns had rounded because it was less threatening.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a psychological thing, or do you think it was a stylistic choice because Gacy was sort of a round dude? Not trying to body shame. I'm a round dude myself, but...
Oh, no.
I think he may have actually thought about that. I never saw any of his makeup from when he first started before he got into... And I don't know if that progressed or changed, but I think it's like kind of a unwritten rule that you don't have sharp edges, so you don't look
right.
scary.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, like dealing with animation. It's the reason you don't do like pointed edges on your character designs and stuff unless you want it to feel threatening.
Right. So,
yeah.
You know, some say he's the reason that people became afraid of clowns. Some take it back to, you know, jesters that would do anything and everything to make the king happy and laugh, because if they didn't, they died in gruesome ways.
Depends on the temperament of the king.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you said that was your aunt?
Yeah.
And you said she was, other than being a clown, she worked like...
Youth minister, and a pastor after that.
It just made me think of the what you had mentioned a moment ago about the church in London.
Oh, yes, the church that has a service and has every year since 1959 to honor Joseph Grimaldi, and once a year they have the service and all the church attendees, they all dress in full clown regalia. Can you imagine being a newcomer to the church that particular week?
Hey, let's try this church this week.
let's try this church.
Please rise for the recession of faith.
Clown music.
If you open your hymns.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God.
You know, they're leaving. You know, the pastor's always at the door, shaking everybody's hand. Thank you for coming, whatever.
Joy
they're like, yeah, joy buzzer, and they're all like wide eyed and whatever. He goes, hello, stare at him. And he's like, well, aren't you gonna say hello?
Just as long as he remembers to take the joy buzzer off before he baptizes anybody.
Oh goodness!
Oh God!
Talk about a shock.
Baptisms are the flower.
There you go. All right, that works.
It's a christening.
Kids choir comes out with a juggling act.
That's funny.
You know, this is a really, you know, this is a nice big top cathedral thing got going on. I like this.
It would be awesome, though.
What about you, Mike? Did you ever have like a fear of clowns, or clowns made you uncomfortable, or?
Not really. No, I can't remember a time ever that I went, oh, shit, I don't want to be around a clown.
Oh, I definitely did.
I know you did.
Yes.
But no, and by time something like Stephen King's It TV miniseries came out, I was already in my 20s, so I was like, it's a movie, okay?
Well, I've gone on record on that already, but yeah, the first time I saw it, I didn't realize it was a two-parter.
Oh.
So I caught it at an eight-year-old. And I thought it ended with Stanley slitting his wrists in the bathtub.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness. Goodness.
That's a bad way to end a movie.
I think they left some stuff out.
What happens afterwards? This is bad.
The end.
No.
There you go.
As an adult, I always joke about the fact of like he just wasn't really, he didn't know how to conserve his strength when he was writing a suicide note. It has come to pass that I shall now have to take my life. Instead, he just gets out big, scrawling, it.
Yeah.
It.
That didn't make any sense to his wife.
No.
You know it didn't.
No.
No.
Well, what do you mean? It. It what? 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 What's right. It? What? It what?
Well, but I think my fear of clowns, it didn't exactly come from watching it, although that kind of just solidified it when I was a kid.
It didn't really scare me, but scared the shit out of me.
Well, no, no, no. That's not what made me afraid of clowns to begin with. And I've mentioned this before, but my grandmother bought a clown doll when I was a baby. And it was the epitome of the creepy clowns that you just, in the 80s, the just full makeup, like full suit clown. And it was a doll.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it had a string, it was a, you pushed its stomach, mm-hmm. and it would laugh.
Oh, good. I thought okay. I was going to pee.
I need to hear it for clarification. So
yeah.
What did the laugh sound like?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no,
did it
no,
sound like
not go there.
Jigsaw?
It was very much an it laugh. Like, just... it was awful. So, this clown, my grandmother was so excited about giving me this clown. So every
it sounds
time
like
she
a real
come,
special gift.
Well, so
I
every time she would come, yeah. I would have to have this clown on display.
Mm-hmm.
But when sure. she would leave, this clown got put away because it terrified me. I couldn't have it in my room. So,
like the taxidermy in Lost Boys?
Well,
just put it in the
so
closet.
So then Glass we case. Watched. So then when I was young, I watched It, which completely solidified my fear of clowns mm-hmm. when I was little. Because the stupid clown and It laughed the same damn way. Okay? It was...
Yeah, so
it was awful. It was bad. It was truly horrifying. Well, so I guess I was probably 14 or 15, and we were moving,
uh-huh.
and we were in the attic, and we found the damn clown that I thought we had gotten rid of
well,
years
been
ago.
Been waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, needless to say, it got put in a box, mm-hmm. in a bag, in a
mm-hmm.
box.
Mm-hmm.
In another box, mm-hmm. in a trunk,
mm-hmm.
that was locked and wrapped in plastic and left in that house in the attic. So
oh,
good luck to whoever lived
gift.
In that
yeah.
house.
Well, fun gift for the new homeowners because they're like, oh, there's got to be something amazing in here.
A body.
There's locks and bags and boxes.
And
did you hear the
clown.
Drum go off? Is it Jumanji?
Well, but see, the thing was, is that when we found it in the attic... Of course, my dad picked it up, and the damn thing laughed. It had been in the attic for years, apparently.
Happy.
And the stupid
somebody
thing laughed.
Up.
No, that was the end of it. And I couldn't do clowns. We went to the circus, and I would like be shaking with my kid, you know, with taking the kiddos to see Ringling Brothers, and they'd have the clowns, and I'd be shaking.
And 40 of them come
it.
Out of the car.
Yes, it will just
31 max.
31.
Oh, sorry. Anyways, and so
Rob Zombie,
exactly. But so clowns were always like this terrifying mm-hmm. thing for me, and it was always kind of my. It just got me every time. Well, so a few years ago, Mike and I were talking, and I was like, you know, and I would have dreams like vivid nightmares of the shower scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like. To this
she
day,
can't.
I don't go in the bathroom that has a floor drain.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just can't.
She'll go to those two stalls down
I'll go
or
two
something.
I'll go all the way down. If it's a gross stall, I'll hover because I can't. I cannot do a floor drain in a stall. I just can't.
Oh, my God. Fat bastard left a floater. But you know what? There's no drain here. I'll just.
There's no drain. But so a few years ago, Mike and I were talking about, you know, clowns. And we were talking about it. And I was like, well... You know, I haven't watched it since I was a kid. It gives me nightmares. And
I was like, oh, well, I have it.
And Mike was like, oh, well, I have it. And I'm like, oh. So one day I was like, hey, Mike.
Yeah. Out of the blue, just like calls me. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, not much. She goes, grab it and come over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, it. It, the movie. Grab it. Bring it over.
Grab it. Bring it over. I was bound and determined to get over this fear. And we watched it. Didn't have a nightmare, and now it's one of my favorite books. I have.
I think she's listened to the audiobook like 4,000 hours.
Yeah,
it's a lot of hours. And
so five times.
Something like that, yeah.
I've listened to it a lot. In fact, I'm about a third of the way through it again. Charlie wanted
six times now.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's definitely
44 hours for the
audiobook. It's 44 hours for the audiobook, and I've listened to it about...
She gave me access before we watched it, chapter two.
Yes, I've listened to it about 9-10 times.
I know it's been a lot of times.
It's a lot of, but I spent a lot of time in the car.
That's true.
So I like a good audiobook for the car. Oh yeah. Oh goodness. Ooh. Oh my. Oh. If anybody's wondering, we have a giant demon dog. And I mean giant, and she has some
weaponized farts that come from across the room.
Yes, yes, it's tear gas, and it's bad right now.
Glad I have sinus issues.
Good for you.
Yeah, wish I could say the same. But no, so Mike brought it over, and we watched it, and I've listened to the book. I have Pennywise, you know, memorabilia up. I have, you know.
Yep, and I'll be sure to get you that statue him coming out the shower drain.
Oh God! Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, since you've balded your floor, we should just put one right there in the center. Yep.
No,
it's a real simple Halloween decoration. Actually,
we'll just slap it right down.
Now, do you mean a clown coming out of the floor or a drain?
Just a drain. Okay. You know, just in case the dogs pee, you can just wash it out through the drain.
Oh Jesus.
How about a drain and it's like motion activated and it sounds like children talking to you?
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
No, thank you.
Hey, Georgie.
These guys, they're trying.
We're here, Beverly.
Yeah, they're just trying to, you know, let me have a heart attack.
But, make it animatronic. It just starts widening.
But no, since then, it's not. Clowns have not really bothered me much. And I would watch clown movies, like even before. Like after I watched it, but it was the one that was terrifying to me.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the shower scene, it wasn't the drain with the clown coming out of it that bothered me. It was the extending nozzles coming out of the wall. I'm like,
shh. Yeah, right.
We're going in the shower. They're all just going to come out at me.
But
can't do that. Then I'll be super clean. Damn.
So hot.
So hot.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But there's a lot of clown movies.
There are
not a lot of them all top notch, but
one of my favorites.
I was about to say we should talk about good ones.
Yeah,
I mean there.
Well, we talked about it.
We
so
talked about
okay.
It, but one of my favorite is the classic B movie, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh yeah.
I have always wanted a cotton candy gun. I mean, now, how much fun would that be?
And I'm not sure if this is true, so if anybody knows, shoot us a line and let us know. But I've heard that the original creators are looking to remake it.
Really? Okay.
It's kind of a, hey, we have a little more money now. We have a little more, you know, technology. We can do a little more with
it. Yeah, but, you know, you're taking, if you're going to put in top-notch money and budgeting and such.
Well, I think they should put Scarlett Johansson.
For a movie that was fantastic because it was a B movie.
Oh, yeah. That's why a lot of them get that cult status.
Just, it was just ridiculous and just fantastic all at the same time, you know.
Mm. You know, and for all of you out there that say that Stephen King's It is what made clowns scary, I would have to say... No, because the clown scene in Poltergeist happened many years before that.
Yeah, but the clown scene in Poltergeist didn't affect me.
No?
Because it was a...
Well, it's because Pennywise laughed like your clown.
Yes.
Is what affected you.
And that's what affected me so much. But
I would think that the clown in Poltergeist wrapping its arm around the neck and pulling him out the window and, you know, whatever was a little more scarier than just some clown digging a grave site and going, hiya.
Yeah.
Does it really count for dolls, though? I mean, I will say Hell House LLC has a very unnerving clown doll that keeps showing up in the basement in that movie. I don't know, with Poltergeist, it's like, it is straight up just feels like a child's toy that was handed down from a parent to a child.
Yeah.
Like, it does not feel like it came from the era in which that movie came out.
Right, right.
Yeah, it felt like a 50s or 60s.
So it could have
yeah.
been that way for you if you it go, could've. Oh shit, that's like my grandma gave yeah. me a doll.
Yeah, yeah.
I had one of my best friends was straight up, like, hated everything clowns.
Mm-hmm.
So when my Aunt Vicky was retiring, like going from one office to, well, going from one office to another anyways, she had to pare down quite a bit.
Yeah.
And she remembered there was one thing that was on her office that I used to really like when I was a kid. And it's a ceramic or porcelain clown that like pivots, mm-hmm. like sways back and forth with like a clarinet. And when you press the switch, it plays The Entertainer.
Really?
Do, 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 do.
Right.
Yeah. She brought that over unceremoniously. Every time my friend came over after that, he would like pick it up and take it out of the room and put it to the living room.
Speaking of those kinds of things, the other thing that kind of got me was I had this fear of clowns. 1 year for Halloween, my parents made me dress up as clown.
Mm-hmm.
We won't go there. But my uncle always had an affinity for the sad clown. Like the, what is it, the Weeping Willie? Is that what the painting was? With the,
yeah, I
the
know.
Sad
right, right.
clown? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I believe
about.
That's what it's called, the Weeping Willie. Anyways, but he had an affinity for those. I'm almost positive that's what it is.
I was going to say, isn't that the same makeup that Red Skelton used? Was the one in that painting?
Yeah, something like that. But it was, he had these just all over the place, like the paintings, and it just was...
Wow.
Weary Willy. Weary Willy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a really nice painting, though. I would own it.
If you search up sad clowning paintings, you'll get a whole bunch of things you probably don't want to look at.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, no, no, don't do that. This is... He was the hobo clown.
Yeah.
That's what my...
Which is what Red Skelton would dress up for yeah. because he came from that Depression era.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't even know if this counts for this podcast, but a movie I do like that features clowns
mm-hmm.
and is... bizarre beyond belief.
Freaks?
Ballada Triste del Trombone. The sad ballad of the trumpet.
Okay.
It was called The Last Circus in America.
Oh, okay.
So it's a movie about a love triangle between a happy clown, a sad clown, and a trapeze artist. The happy clown.
Thought he was
going to
say a trans clown.
I thought yeah. That's where he was going too. I was like, wait, okay. Well,
happy clown's an abusive jerk who's like with the trapeze artist.
Oh yeah.
The sad clown is like the butt of everybody's jokes and everything like that. And he and her have kind of like unrequited love going on, but it's like set in the 30s during a time of rebellion in Spain, which is where it's set.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end of the movie, it is an allegory for the violent insurrection that happened in the country and everything like that. And
okay.
there's like a killing spree towards the end. It is an insane, insane movie.
Wow.
Definitely sounds like something I need to watch.
Yeah.
But,
there's actually even a clown motel in Nevada.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah. And it's known to be the America's Scariest Hotel.
I'm not sure that I want to stay there. Like, I don't, like, my fear of clowns is not. It is long past, since past. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that staying in a motel that is completely decorated with clowns and waking up in the middle of the night and having some big giant clown looking at you would be something that I would be willing to do.
Oh, why not?
I mean, I'd be willing to go and visit, you mm-hmm. know, but I don't know that I'd want to sleep there.
But you'd have smiling faces watching over you.
That's right. Good. It was built in or opened in 1985 Leona and Leroy David.
I've seen pictures of it.
It's in dedication to their father, Clarence David, who's buried in the old Tonopah Cemetery right next door. Their father was a clown lover and left a collection of 150 clowns in his home when they decided to use it as a theme for the focal point of the motel.
Huh.
And I think every one of those figures is like in the lobby.
Wow.
That's a lot of clowns in a lobby.
Yeah.
Today, our motel offers a little bit of something for everyone. It is home to over now 2,000 clowns from every era in the corner of the earth.
Whoa.
They have 31 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
To go with the 31 clowns. Came out of the car.
Huh.
They feature a 2 to 3 custom clown art painting, along with air conditioning, heating, a refrigerator, and more. So every room has a unique clown painting.
Mm.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if each room has their own name then.
Mm. Oh, look, there's a link here. Planning on filming? Maybe I'll go there.
Well, you gotta spend the night there first.
That's true. But you get complimentary coffee in the morning.
Well, good.
Free Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Daily housekeeping. It's pet friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But it is in Tonopah, Nevada.
You and your dog could get killed in the Clown Hotel.
Why not?
Well, it sounded like...
Look! Look what's in the gift shop. Look at the mannequin.
Oh, that is sweet. That is awesome.
It's a mannequin with a Jason mask.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with clowns. But
oh, anyway. It's not bad. The clown suite is $120.
Yeah.
Theme room 108 from It is $120.
They
theme
room
for The Exorcist, $120.
Wait. So they've turned it into a horror hotel.
Yeah. Theme room 210 from Halloween.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be.
Theme room 214 is Friday 13th.
I want to see some more pictures of this It room.
You don't want to stay in the Halloween room?
I just want to know if there's a drain in the floor.
Oh, it's called the Clown Vis Suite. Clown Vis and all his fans. Okay.
Now, see, the standard room doesn't look too bad. The standard room for at the Clown Motel is not but $80.
Yeah.
And it has a clown on the door on the outside and one painting. That's the only clowns in the room, unless that comforter is made of clowns' faces.
Yeah.
Made of clowns.
It's made of clowns.
I can't really
so tell. Snuggly.
Yeah, right.
This blanket is very warm.
It honks at me all the time.
No.
But the suites come with 2 queen beds, mm-hmm. So that's a pretty good size bed.
Are they a sponsor this week, Mike?
It would be nice.
Well, doing a lot of ad read here.
Well, you know.
Well, we just want to know how much it is so when we go.
Right. So when we go,
yeah,
we know.
We don't know how much is going to cost us.
Well, I hope this helped the listeners.
Yes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But
go.
The reason that I found out about this motel mm-hmm. was because I watched a movie called Clown Motel, and they shot their film there. And Chris, which is absent with us this week, she's homesick. Sorry.
Oh, we miss you, Chris.
She's like, oh, they shot this at the real place. That looks like the real clown motel. I was like, there's a real clown motel? She goes, yeah. So I looked it up, and I was like, holy shit, there is. So that's how I found out about it.
Well, there you go.
And if you're a clown lover, Nevada is where you want to go.
Nevada is for clown lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. No one.
Go away, kitty. Don't touch buttons on the stuff.
Almost had a cat lay on the equalizer.
All right.
Man.
So, soundboard.
So we barely touched on him then.
Okay.
All right. Other unnerving clowns throughout film. I mean, the ones that people know by name, I'm guessing Captain Spaulding is on that list.
Yes.
I would put him on there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which, yeah, R.I.P. Sid Haig.
Yes.
But I don't know what I feel about that as a character. He's so vulgar.
Yes. Very, very much so. He's the sweary clown.
Well, sweary clown.
A lot of perverse comments all the time and everything.
Yes.
I don't know if I feel the clown in 31 is more unnerving than Captain Spaulding or not. I mean, time you get to the end of Devil's Rejects, they've tried to make him very...
Yeah.
They've tried to make all the Firefly family sympathetic somewhat.
Yeah.
Somehow. Even though you witnessed them torture people.
Right.
Torture?
Another one that I find unnerving is the one from Eli Roth's Cloyne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dad who's... spoilers if you haven't seen this movie.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's right. You have not. Okay, yeah, so not. This these parents hire this clown for their kid's party. Well, he pulls out. Well, the dad goes and finds a clown costume. Well, he puts it on. Once he puts it on, he can't take it off. And so then the rest of the movie is him trying to get this off and being creepy. And there's this whole legend. And Peter Stormare is in it. And he's Carlston or Carsten or something. Okay. That's his character's name. He's great.
He's
got the whole legend of the Cloyne is what they called it instead of a clown. The Cloyne. Yeah. Okay.
That was like the ancient name.
The ancient name for that was the Cloyne. So if you have not seen it, you should. It's good. Mm-hmm. It's not a terrible one. It's not maybe like, what was the other one you watched? Clownado?
Oh, yeah, I've watched several in the last few days. there's one called Clown Face. It's from England, Britain, somewhere in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of the same. This guy just decides to take some human skin, make a clown face out of it, and put it on, and then go around and start killing people.
Huh. But okay.
It had a lot of potential.
Like Halloween meets It.
Yeah, kind of. But there was really no backstory for why
Halloween.
He was putting his...
Texas Chainsaw Massacre versus combines with It. My bad.
Yeah.
I got a little... Whoop.
Well, there was a clown in Halloween at the very beginning.
Yes, I know. I know, but that's not what I meant.
There was no backstory as to why. I mean, even in...
Dude just decides to put on a face and kill people.
Pretty much.
Oh,
I mean, even in Chainsaw Massacre, there's at least some part in there where the family explains why he's...
Well, it's a mood.
Yeah, so... Clownado. Oh, horrible. Bad.
Anything called Clownado cannot be fantastic.
If you think Sharknado was fun, Clownado is not.
Oh.
something that I like very ironically...
If you like boobs, Clownado's okay.
The clowns are topless?
Pretty much everybody they attack gets that way.
So they slash their shirts off.
Kind of, yeah.
Did you say something about some balloons or something?
Yeah, there's one scene where before they become the Clownado, in order to punish his girlfriend for trying to cheat on him, he strips her down, covers her in balloons, throws her on the knife-throwing block, and starts popping the balloons with darts in front of everybody in the audience.
This is the villain?
Yeah. He becomes the head bad clown. Okay. You bad clown.
I was hoping you weren't going to say that's the protagonist.
Yeah, that's protagonist. No. I'm not sure if I could understood which one was, because there threw so many characters at you. You're just like, okay, is he the really good guy? Or is she the good? No, she died. She's not the good guy. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe. Just because they die.
It's true. I mean, just proven in Psycho.
Yeah.
You can kill the main character off halfway through.
Yep.
Yeah.
She loved that on the remake because she's like, yes, Andy Ash died.
Very much so. Very much so. That is not an actress I want to watch in anything.
6 days, seven nights?
Nope.
6 days, seven nights.
Cannot stand her. Sorry. No. Sorry to Anne Heche fans out there. I just... she rubs me the wrong way.
Clowntergeist had potential. traditional B-style movie, you know, upcoming people wanting to be, you know, professional actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Just not enough experience or bad direction on how to act the scene out or whatever. But it had potential. That one was... The storyline was a little weird. It was about some ghost clown that started killing people, but they couldn't find him because he was a ghost, but then he would appear. It was just...
That was one with the clown demon ghost, right? Demon clown?
No, that was clown motel. No, which one was that? Like I said, I watched so many in the last few days.
Is that none of them great.
That might have been, Clowntergeist.
The demon clown ghosts?
No. Which one was that? See, I've watched Clowntergeist, Clown Motel, Clown Face, and there was one other one I watched. I cannot remember the name of it now. I'd have to go to my Tubi history. Most of these are on Tubi. Free movies. Free
there
TV.
There you go.
A lot of them. Lots of clown movies on there.
You want to watch the movies and you're not picky.
Yeah. If you don't mind ads. But we watched 31.
Yes, we did.
That's another one we watched.
That one's Rob Zombie, right?
31 was the Rob Zombie one, yes. As opposed to the one with Tim Curry we talked about.
Yes.
Which was... I forget
Ginger
the name.
Clown.
The Ginger Clown, that's right.
Yeah.
Ginger Clown was fun.
Yeah.
It was a horror comedy
for
like very 80s style.
Yeah.
Where these teenagers, they dare someone to go into this haunted amusement park and Tim Curry plays the clown. And,
yeah.
And it was
a fun ride, yeah.
We laughed. It was fun.
Yeah. It is interesting. I mean, by the very nature of, you know, having a clown as your antagonist, though, it makes everything a little broad and cartoony.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's sort of what clowns are. I mean, you know, everything is slapstick comedy and all that
stuff. Right.
So you can't really do a sinister, insidious type horror movie.
Yeah, I don't think you could use a clown as...
around the clown, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think you could have a clown like Lipstick Demon. It's all just in your face, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, there was Demonic Toys, because they had the Jack-in-the-Box clown that would chase you and whatever.
And then there was the Jester and Puppet Master.
Yeah, Jester and Puppet Master. Killjoy, oh my God, another one that's...
Yeah, we got all the 90s direct-to-video right here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much. And the only reason I know about Killjoy is because my wife had purchased me a DVD box set, and it had... I think it was a three Ginger Deads mans.
Yeah.
And then
Gary Busey.
And then the other one was three Killjoys. And I was like, what the hell is Killjoy? So I put them in. For some reason, I ended up watching all three of them and went, why did I just waste 8 hours?
8 hours for three movies? Man, the runtime on these are massive.
That's what it felt like.
47 days. It took
47
days.
47. Hey, 7 days. But you were asking earlier, can we count, you know, the clown dolls with Poltergeist as...
Killjoys are only an hour 12.
Yeah, they're not long.
They're not long.
But watch them. You'll be like...
47 days.
You'd be like 47 days.
Yeah, we're talking clown dolls. Yeah.
Right. So I was wondering if you thought, you know, like with Demonic Toys, the Jack in the Box, do we count that as a clown or is it a toy? Or?
I mean.
Well, it's a combination of both.
Because you also you had the clown ventriloquist in Dead Silence.
Ooh.
Mm. That, okay. But I mean, that one's less about the... That one actually does, even though I'm not going to pretend it's a great movie, that one does actually have an unnerving atmosphere for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really have to do with the clown aspect, but it's definitely a performance type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because, like, the whole her on stage and then everything getting real quiet every time that she's around and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've seen a fair amount of movies with clowns that are horror movies, but I typically was... I was into the carnival atmosphere as a background for horror.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of that coincided with me liking Insane Clown Posse when I was in junior high.
Oh, yes. Got to have a little ICP.
House of Horrors.
I mean, I'd be like, if I'm going on tour, I'm not going to go to the Coliseums, put up a big tent in the parking lot.
Yeah. Spray everybody down with diet soda.
Faygo.
Uh-huh. Well, so carrying on from that, I typically do respond well to American Horror Story Season 4, Freak Show.
Love Freak Show.
Which John Carroll Lynch's Twisty is one of the highlights of that.
Oh, he was great in that part.
Yes. He's great in everything.
That's true. But, he's a great actor.
Yeah. But he does swing between just straight up menacing to slightly sympathetic.
Yes.
And does it pretty effortlessly.
Yeah.
Was
it a shock to you when he pulled the mask off?
I mean, I knew his eyes. I knew who. What? Oh, you're talking about
the mouth. The prosthetics. Yeah.
I hadn't heard much about it at the point. So
yeah.
It was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No wonder he wears the mask.
Yeah. What about y'all out there? Did pulling that bottom mask off make you go, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Honestly, I think the bigger question is whether it was creepy to you or sad to you.
Right.
Because honestly, it made me sad. Is what my reaction was to that.
Well, because then it showed, when he took the thing off, it showed his backstory and how he got that way. And it was like.
Yeah, because they flashbacked right after he pulled that off, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's been a while since I watched
whole
it.
Spiritual going to join the carnival and death thing going on. Yeah.
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 With Wes Bentley. That was the ringmaster, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even know if you call it a movie, but The Devil's Carnival that was done by Darren Lynn Bozeman and Terrence Zdunich, the guys that did Repo: The Genetic Opera.
Oh, okay.
I loved it.
Well, they've got Ivan Moody, the rock star, playing the hobo clown in there, and he rules that scene.
Yes, he does. He does.
I was trying to think. So yeah, whenever I was in high school, I watched anything that had the carnival atmosphere, and I watched some terrible things for it.
Yeah,
the Wes Craven produced Carnival of Souls, not to be confused with the classic black and white movie.
Oh right,
which is fantastic, by the way. If you have not seen it, you should. It's on HBO Max.
It is.
Was that HBO?
I was
trying to remember that was the platform.
I actually think it might have transitioned to Shudder 2 at this point.
Oh, yeah. Shudder 2?
No.
As Shudder also, as well.
In addition. But yeah, that one was like psychological horror about a girl coming to terms with her dad's violent past and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of controversial to even mention the movie at this point, but I did watch Clown House back in the day.
I think that one popped up in the list, and I was going to watch it, but I didn't.
Well, you know who the director is.
I don't.
You're free to not say his name if you don't want to, but it's the director of the Jeepers Creepers movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one is directly tied to a lot of the complaints against him as a child predator, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's also Sam Rockwell's first movie.
Is it really?
Yep. He's one of the teenagers that's terrorized by
You can throw it out there because I couldn't remember. Roman Polanski.
No, not Roman Polanski.
Is he even allowed back in America?
I'm trying. Hold on. It'll take me a second to remember. So, Why is IMDb not the first thing? Victor Salva? Does that ever sound right?
Victor Salva?
That does not sound right.
Lift hash fingers, go for it.
I should just look up Clown House.
Yeah.
No, it's Victor Salva.
Oh, okay.
But that.
They're,
Yep.
Deep at it.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just didn't sound right. Like, when...
No.
No.
I thought I remembered Salvo, but I was like, I'm not going to just throw the name out there.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm talking about an accused child predator. It's this guy. And he'll be listening. He's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Don't call me for an interview.
It was in the media. We don't know if it's true. We're not naming, I mean, we're not pointing fingers. We don't know. It's just what was said.
Yeah. Anyways.
I don't know. I don't remember when the stigma of how clowns went from hi boys and girls to hey, how you doing?
Beetlejuice?
Yeah. The ghost with the moose.
Ghost with the moose, babe.
You know, because growing up, clowns were fun. You know, you had Ronald McDonald, you had Bozo, you had all those others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had the clown doll and Poltergeist. Some people got scared.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't scare me. I kind of saw it coming with the way they were moving that thing around throughout the film.
Yeah.
So to me, no, clowns have never been something I can just point my finger at and go, that scares the shit out of me. But it does change when it becomes reality.
Right.
Because we had, what, in 2016, a lot of people running around as clowns, scaring people.
Yeah.
They were, what, standing in the middle of the street?
But even then, like, whenever that happened, that was, in my own mind, that just read as widespread pranks and dares. So whenever, like, people said, there's, like, all these violent people are dressing up as clowns, I'm like, why do you say they're violent? Well, they're hanging around in woods. I'm like, yeah, because they're trying to scare you. They're being jerks.
There was one or two where they, like, stood in the middle of the road with a gun in their hand or something.
Isn't there a...
Have you watched online prank videos, Mike? People like to carry those out to the most dangerous extremes.
It's true. You know, was this the beginning of the challenge thing? Challenge. Just the clown challenge. Can you dress as one and scare people?
It doesn't take much for some people.
It's true. It's true. You can dress up as Mr. Rogers and stand in the middle of the street with a gun. They'll be like, whoa.
And that is also interesting to me that it's like, for the people that are really unnerved by clowns, you can't really water it down too much. Because how many high school haunted houses are just like, this is the clown room.
Yeah.
And then in two rooms, here's clown room, the sequel.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if they still do it. Okay. But during the month of October, there's this place called Hurt Donuts. Hurt's Donuts.
Hurt those donuts.
Hurt's Donuts.
Okay.
Well, in the month of October, they have like 19 locations or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They will have your, they will deliver your donuts via scary clown.
Nice.
Okay.
Just I would to totally office, do that just too. Just show up to your office with scary, like evil clowns, you know.
I just walk in and be like, can I be the clown? You don't have to pay me. I'll just deliver them for you.
And it's in, good. Can you guess where it is?
Well, Dallas?
Dallas?
Yeah.
It's in Dallas.
But they wouldn't deliver way out here, though.
Oh, I know who to send donuts to.
Who?
Dawn.
Ooh, she don't like clowns?
No.
Ooh.
Send donuts to Dawn at school.
Well, if I was that small, there would be a lot of things to
send. Send a creepy clown to school. That'll be fun.
Kids love it.
Yep.
Yeah.
No. No.
She's talking to the
cat.
The
feline is adamant today.
No.
It's like, I know if she's I very climb pushy over there and get in his lap, he will die.
She is very pushy today.
Yeah.
Don't stare at me like that.
The last couple of weeks, she hadn't come out of the back room, but now she's like, love me.
Let me climb on everybody.
Yeah. So creepy clowns.
Creepy clowns.
Creepy, non-creepy, you know,
or if you're clowns. French, creepy clowns.
Or in the old days, cloins.
Yes, like Terrifier.
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 Yes.
Peru.
Peru.
The mime.
But yeah, let us know your thoughts on clowns. Do they scare you? Do they not scare you?
Have they ever scared you?
Have they ever scared you? Did you wake up screaming at the night because of a clown dream?
Where were you?
Right.
What was your 14th chromosome? No, I'm kidding.
Chad. Did clowns ever scare you when you were a kid? No. Oh, God. The husband collected the clowns.
Living clowns?
Where'd they all go? Where'd they all go? There is one clown in Clown Motel movie.
Well, that's what, pygmy clowns back in Egypt.
Pygmy clowns in Egypt. What happened to all your clowns?
They are at my parents' house.
Oh, you should bring them home. We can put a nice shelf right over there above your bed. Have them up there.
He might end up with a house full of clowns.
If you need some help moving some boxes, just let me know.
Yeah, we'll send them to your house and see how well your significant other likes them.
She told me I can't even buy the Monkey Shines monkey.
Yeah.
I want one. She's like, no. I was like, why not?
She's afraid you're going to open a portal in your home.
I told her I was going to get it. I wanted Annabelle also.
Oh, I'm sure she enjoyed
like
that.
Like just a Raggedy Ann doll?
Yeah. Just a big one, giant one, like the real Annabelle. And have it propped up on a nice Dybbuk box.
You ever watch that 70s cartoon with Raggedy Ann?
Yeah.
That's honestly creepier than the Annabelle stuff.
Yeah. And how come she didn't partner up with Andy because when she became Annabelle? Just be like, I need a friend. Come on. Not you, Cooper.
Aw.
Where are you going? What are you doing over there?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Sniffing balls.
Lord.
Just watch the clowny-faced ones. So, yeah. Clowns this week. We were asking... You stopped to ask Chad, but we were asking them to let us know.
Yes.
If clowns have ever scared them. If it did, when? You know, when you were younger, did you grow out of it? Did it come later? Any movies you think we should partake in that have clowns in them? Because we were talking earlier, big budget, there's not a whole lot of clown big budget other than Stephen King's It that I can find. You know of any? Because 31 was a bigger budgeted film for zombie, but it wasn't like super big budget film. Like,
it makes sense. That'd be why the clown leagues target it whenever it comes back up every time.
It's true.
Yeah. They're not a big fan.
No.
It's like, already I have a hard enough time. Don't put us in the medias.
Yeah.
Scare. Yeah. Scare. Like intentional child murders.
We don't want to be in that classification. Not all of us are giant spiders from another dimension.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. So, we will leave it right there.
Okay,
bye. No. So, yeah, clowns this week, shoot us a line. For all things Fear Central, go to fearcentral.net. That's where you can find pretty much all the places that you can find us to subscribe. Or check wherever it is you prefer to receive your podcast from. Mm-hmm. We also have a lot of information there. We have a new page coming up talking about our new show that we're currently working on.
What?
Huh? What was that?
Do you hear it that time?
What? Cooper?
No.
No?
Not Cooper.
Not Cooper?
That's not what I'm hearing.
You're not hearing that?
No.
Oh.
So anyway, if you go to fearcentral.net, you can find all the many ways to listen to us.
That's right. Yeah. And then we're going to be working on the new thing we were discussing. with the, we watch short films, give a review,
yeah,
and possibly talk with the director and whatever. But yeah, all things Fear Central over at fearcentral.net. We hope y'all have a good week. We will have a great week ourselves. And as always,
stay scared.